Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Why Not These Two? By Sheila Crosby, Canary Islands, Spain. My boyfriend and I hitched from Newcastle in northern England to Geneva, Switzerland in October 1983. We got there without too much trouble. But when money ran low and we headed for home, the lifts dried up. We went from eating sandwiches to eating just bread, and still there were no lifts. I was beginning to fear that we would run out of money for bread. Finally, an Italian lorry driver took us from Lyon, bought us breakfast, and took us to the channel port of Calais. We spent our last francs on the ferry crossing. It was an enormous relief to be back in the UK, but we still had 350 miles to go, and what few lifts we got were for short distances. By the time we got to the outskirts of London, it was dark and it was raining. Eventually, our cardboard sign started to disintegrate. Greater London is 25 miles across, and we were on the wrong side of it looking for a lift. We had no way of telling people where we wanted to go, and no way of saying please. By the time we decided to spend most of our remaining funds on a tube train, the last one had just gone. To our enormous relief, an old Austin Mini finally pulled up around 1 a.m. We got in. The front seats were occupied by two young Arab men. They asked where we wanted to go. We told them, and they had a discussion between themselves about various bits of London we'd heard of but didn't know. Finally, they announced they'd take us to the Elephant and Castle, which is where the freeway to the north starts. Since they had to stop and ask directions to get there, I'm sure it was nowhere near their home. They drove all the way across London, just to help us. There were more people trying to hitch near Marble Arch, and our rescuers asked, "Do you think we could fit them in?" We agreed that since we already had four people in one mini, this was sadly not practical. On the way, we told them how grateful we were and talked about what a mess we'd gotten ourselves into. One of them asked, "So when did you last eat?" I said, "Breakfast." Without a word, he handed over his takeaway dinner. I was too hungry to be proud, and it tasted wonderful. I was all the more touched because they obviously weren't rich. Their clothes were clean, but clearly not new, and the car was a wreck. I said something about how wonderfully kind and generous they were. They replied, "Well, we're Muslims. It's our religion to help people, you know." So if anyone is inclined to judge Islam based on one or two people, why not these two?
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.